TroyFieldsRadio.com. We're live in the booth, crazy night tonight. So we have So True, Spivey, the manager, and the guest of the day, the guest of the lifetime.
Oh, Lord.
For real.
We stretching this.
He's going to set you guys up for some disappointment.
We have Eric and Junior from CJ3. What's going on, guys?
Hey, hey, how are you?
Good evening.
So, Junior, I know you've been in here and you sat down with the dude and y'all did a PBS interview. And it's a great interview, very informative.
Yes, sir.
So it's now, it's almost 10 o'clock on Petoria Fields Radio. So we can get the R version now.
Okay.
So, but it's
like the cell phone after 9 o'clock, it's free.
That's right. But, you know, it's, you know, I know in Fluffy put it on the website, CJ3 Foundation, what you guys do, it is amazing. It is unbelievable for the veterans, first responders. So just give me a little rundown of what goes on with that.
Oh, I guess you're looking at me now, huh?
So typically when he and I do these things together, you know, he sets it up on a tee and I hit the shit out of it. So I'm gonna let him lob me one in and give him
what you mean is if I've had too many of the Pretoria Fields beers and I can't carry it home, you're gonna jump in, all right?
I got you. I'm cleaning up. Go ahead.
No, I'll give you the elevator speech real quick. So CJ3 Foundation, our motto is serving our nation's wounded heroes. It's that simple, right? It's what do we need to do to serve our heroes? They're all underserved. So we serve wounded vets, fire, law enforcement, first responders, and we do it through four tenets. We do advocacy, and that can be changing policy and laws or going to a state and helping somebody that's having an issue. Or, you know, next thing is we have a mental health and wellness facility focused on traumatic brain injury and PTSD. Third, we do service dogs. And fourth, we call field ops. And that's why we're here in Albany, Georgia, because under field ops, we just hosted a turkey hunt. And so those are kind of our four tenets of what we do. There seems to be a lot of other things that happen in those things, but those are our four primary tenets. Junior, did I miss some? Oh, look at that. Gold star for me today. Man.
He gets one in about every nine he gets correct, so I'll give it to him.
So he got an A+.
That's a stretch.
Stretch.
A-, but I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't go plus on him.
So
don't give him too many brownie points.
Right. I won't. You have to lube his head to get it out the door. You keep fluffing him up like this.
I do got to fly back to Virginia.
Leesburg, Virginia.
Well, hey, and that is funny, right?
Right.
So I come from Leesburg, Virginia, all the way down to Leesburg, Georgia. And that confuses a lot of people. They're like, when I say, hey, I'm heading out to Leesburg, and they're like, well, that's, you're in Leesburg. No, 11 and a half hours away.
Yeah. So it's like, don't call anybody from Albany and say, hey, I'm in Leesburg. And they'll say, oh, I'll be right up there in about 10 minutes.
Well, we just did that coming over here. Some friends just hit me up and said, where are you at? Let's go to the bar. I said, I'm in Leesburg. And they're like, I know, that's why I'm calling you. I said, no, we're in Georgia.
We're in Georgia. Yeah, never mind. It's going to be a long ride if they wait on him to get there.
So, you know, the turkey hunt y'all had here, I know a lot went into it, but it's not just a turkey hunt. Y'all do a deer hunt.
Do a big deer hunt in December. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been one of our main focuses on the field ops side, is the deer hunt we do in December. We have a minimum of a dozen combat wounded veterans. And we've tried to set it up so that we can cater to the veteran that just couldn't go and buy a deer hunt in Illinois and expect the outfitter to be able to successfully put him in a deer stand. Because this past year we've had some amputees.
Right.
Most places aren't designed for that.
Well, they just don't have the capacity or capability to handle the issues that we'll handle, right? Whether, like you said, whether they don't have legs, whether they don't have arms, whether they don't, they have those things.
They're blind. We got a blind guy out here.
Right.
And he's got attendants with somebody with him, so don't believe.
We have a blind guy shooting turkey.
Yeah.
We got a blind guy walking around the bar, fellas. Y'all want to come?
But you know what? This is the same guy that did the skeet shoot you were
correct.
Talking about.
Yep. That's AJ. Yep.
AJ.
Yeah. AJ. We taught AJ to shoot skeet out of the air, believe it or not. True stories. Yep. Swear to God. He's also killed a deer with a bow, a compound bow. No trickery to it. And he's also shot deer with rifle. Now, since, and give you a little gravity to that. So back in 17 and 19, when he was here, he had about 10% vision in one eye. Mm-hmm. And he could make out shapes at that point.
Right.
So as long as there was some movement, he could follow the movement. And then there was some fine tuning with the assistance of a helper that was there with him with where he needed to place a shot. Since then, unfortunately, he's down to 5% and has, can see flashes of light, white light.
Right.
It's to the point now, that he really is struggling with when it's nighttime.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of blind people struggle with what, you know, they're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking it's, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning. There's no, you have to have your brain and has to have enough light to understand time. And so he's starting to lose that aspect of his life. But AJ is he's a special human being.
Oh, he's special.
They don't build guys like him.
Yeah.
You know, if you ask him, was, you know, the worst thing that ever happened to him was losing his sight, he would correct you real quick and said, no, that's been one of the biggest blessings of his life.
Because it's allowing him to go talk to people and inspire other veterans by using what happened to him.
He's saving life. He's saving other people's lives by showing him, hey, just because I can't see, that's not the end of the world. Right. There are worse things that you can be going through.
Like, he was really cool to talk to, and he's like really chipper about everything he was talking about.
It's annoying sometimes.
That's AJ. A lot of people aren't built that way. He is just built different.
Yeah. Well, but let's not fool you. He'll tell you the story. He came from he was in that dark area. So here's the real thing. Nobody can say, AJ, you don't understand, man. You don't, what are you talking about? He was dead. He died. Yeah. He died. What do you mean you don't understand?
He doesn't celebrate his birthday. He doesn't celebrate his birthday. He celebrates
His alive day.
Yep. His alive day is May 19th. That's what the day he died.
That is K-Method's birthday.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep. May 19th. That's his alive day. That's the day he celebrated. His birthday he could care less about. That's irrelevant.
Right.
But can I tell you this, man? One thing that inspired me. So just so you know, the way me and him met was I came through the hunt. And it wasn't a CJ3 thing back then. And he invited me down and I saw what it was about. And then once we did the CJ3 thing and me and Junior helped each other out with some other tasks and we decided to combine efforts, it was important to me because we keep talking about the hunt. It's a lot more than just a hunt. It's a lot more than, you know, it's the camaraderie. It's, right. You know, we talk about our fire pit therapy down there. We talk about, for a lot of these people, the emotional aspect that we see is they haven't pulled a trigger since they were in Iraq or Afghanistan and you see the biggest, baddest person and you see them almost break down because at the end of the day, you go, what's going on? They're like, man, I haven't held a gun or I haven't done something since that last deployment. And so the first day is really tough. And then the next day they're out knocking them down and they come back with the biggest smile and everything because they realize that tool of death or that tool of whatever, right? It can be used for good and they can have a good time with the brothers and sisters and enjoy. Right. So it's so much fun to watch. Me and Junior have a blast with that.
Yep. That's our paycheck.
Yeah.
And you and I have talked about this and so true have talked about this where we're 100% volunteers.
Correct.
I mean, down to we're a nitpicky.
Hold on. I've given you raises. I told you I'd give you percentage raises, but percentage is zero is still zero.
Yeah, yeah. Zero times zero plus zero times zero equals zero is still the damn zero.
Hey, but good job.
Yeah, right. But I get the attaboy.
He gave you more pats on the back.
That's right. I got the old attaboy. But, you know, we want to make sure that people understand that we're not a group of people who earn a paycheck for doing this. Our paycheck is seeing, you know, Ben, for example, come in and is as stoic a human being as you've ever seen in your life, scared to death and doesn't know what to expect to the point that, you know, he's Ben pulling his shirt off in here in the radio booth and woo, 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 you know, it's almost euphoric, you know, and they use the terms like, I feel normal. Because they're in a group of guys that guy over there may be missing both of his legs, or that guy may be missing his arms, or that guy is lost some of his eyesight, or this civilian is missing part of the side of his head. I'm not an oddball. I'm not a Frankenstein. I'm not the general public's not looking at me like a freak. So you watch a whole different range of emotions, and it's everything from a grown man crying to a grown man crying out of just sheer euphoria because of the actions that he's got. And now he's realized that there are other people out there like him,
right,
and it's okay. You know, that little sprinkle of hope.
Yeah.
Know, that's all we got, really. You know, there's something else that I can go and do that I don't have to feel odd or bad about doing. It is a beautiful thing to witness, and I wish everybody that we touched could come out and go, Jesus, man. You know, it was almost like AJ has a different birthday,
yeah,
than the day that his mother gave birth to him, and you almost watch those guys come alive again, and that's our paycheck. That's where we go, geez, man, it's been the 364 and a half days it took for us to get to this point. So I'm good.
Yeah.
When are we doing this again?
Yeah.
And then, of course, then we're fussing one of like, we just got through doing that. But
as soon as we're done with this, we go on planning the deer hunt for the deer hunt in December.
Yep.
And then we also we take wounded vets out, or wounded heroes out racing. We've had folks that have been very generous at racetracks and with their cars and all that. The bottom line is we're trying to
sporting events. I mean, you went to, dare I say, the Washington Redskins?
They're Commanders now.
No, they're the Redskins.
They're the Commanders.
They're still Redskins.
don't matter. I don't know. Yeah.
But, you know, they invited you and several other guys out to practice.
The training camps.
Training camps.
Yep. Oh, wow.
So, you know, there's other people realizing there's value in what we're doing.
So, yeah, we get called very frequently just with, hey, we got this opportunity. Can you round up a dozen of combat veterans, to take them out on this golf tournament? Or can you? And because they get addicted to seeing the smile we're putting on their faces. Yeah. And, dude, part of what we're really trying to do is bring back patriotism. Right. Yeah. I mean, in a day and age right now, when you turn on the news, it sucks. And so we, you know, since 9/11, what have we done? We've taken down the yellow ribbons. We've done all that stuff. So we need to bring patriotism back and love on these people that serve us. Cause without them, where would we be? Right. Without these people,
you know, and it was so true. Introduced me to AJ out there. And mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what, I feel blessed just from just stand there and talk with him.
And this is what makes AJ special. He's changed us as much as we've changed him.
Right.
You know, and isn't that what humanity is about?
Yeah. You know, it's just, and we sat there, and I know it's Wisconsin. He's from Wisconsin.
Yep.
And we talked about, you know, we talked about the hunt, and I said, well, you know, they call it hunting for a reason, you know, they call it fishing for a reason. We started talking about fishing and asked him what he liked to fish for. And it was pike and, Northern.
Yeah. No, it was Northern pike.
Northern pike. And there was something else.
Probably walleye.
Walleye.
There you go. They have walleye there.
And I said, well, we don't have those here. We'll fish for bass. And you know, Spivey said that he, like the brim and crappy fish, and it was just sitting there talking. And then he told me that I can't remember the guy's name. He said he let me drive his truck.
Oh yeah, he was out driving this week.
We do have live footage of a blind man driving.
He said he was holding a stick out the window.
Well, you didn't want to hit a curb. But I will tell you this, if you listen to us banter and you guys are on the outskirts, so true, you were in what you were in, you'd understand.
Yeah.
It sounds like some of the meanest conversations you've ever heard before. We've had people that we didn't know were listening to our conversation just cringing because the way we talk, the way we talk to one another. And let me tell you, I didn't meet AJ until this weekend, because he came well before I came around. You would have thought we hated each other. As soon as he showed up, we laid into each other, and we're good friends. We love it. That's how we talk to each other.
Exactly.
If you're not from it, it sounds horrible, don't it?
It really does. I actually, one of my managers at work, he's an old first sergeant, and we lay into each other.
It's out of love, brother.
And he's like, I'm really happy you're here because I can actually talk to somebody.
Yep. So. Well, and God forbid you put the Army guy and a Marine guy in close proximity of one another, and then the insults that you just stand back as a civilian, I stand back and go, he is just going to punch him square in the face for this.
No,
and then they get the laugh.
He's like, and I don't care. Right,
AJ right. say he'll eat his crowns.
Okay. Right.
And I don't care if he's blind, I'm going to punch him.
But hey, we've had guys, there's a gentleman lives here in Georgia that climbed Kilimanjaro last year.
Really?
Yeah. Amputee, right leg amputee, climbed Kilimanjaro with four other guys.
Dude, but bottom line is you see these inspirations, you got no excuses anymore. I got news for you. We all sit around feeling sorry. Those are first world problems, man. You got no excuses after you see these guys and gals that come through this. And it is inspiring, and it reminds me and Junior, this is why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, that's our payday.
Your bad day. Your bad day, that's cute.
Yeah. You know, and that takes me back to when Jameson reached out to me. Mm-hmm. And got me in touch with you, yeah. Junior. Yep. And then we sat down and we ate lunch. And I will never forget that day, brother. I'm going to be honest with you.
It was a really good day. That's a really good day.
It opened my eyes. And then, you know.
Did you even know that was here? Right in your backyard?
I had no clue either. Right. And I mean, I've been searching for something in this, you know. And we've talked about other things, but. Like with this foundation, it's blown my mind on the success it has, and then the things that you guys do for the recipients.
Yes,
blows my mind.
You're talking about it like daily.
Oh yeah, no, I talk about it daily, and I've talked to probably at least minimum of 30 people at my job.
It's listen, awesome.
It is. When we joke with people because he has a full time job still with Uncle Sam. I run a business full time.
Mm-hmm.
Our second full time job is running this foundation.
I thought it was talking to you on the phone because that's what we seem to do a lot.
we do a lot of talking on the telephone. But, you know, so when we run into, you know, I don't know where you stand religiously or not, doesn't matter. Okay. But the good Lord has a way of putting people in your path that you didn't even know you needed. And I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. And it's because, and you know, at some way somebody just said, hey, why don't you go sit down and talk to this guy? Mm-hmm. Most people go, I'm not going to sit around and talk, just go meet lunch, somebody lunch with a perfect stranger about something I don't know anything about. But you did.
Yeah.
And now look, you know, we're speaking to the 12 people other than us that's listening. Just kidding. I mean, every people's listening to us, you know, but you know, we need guys like you. That are bought and sold on what we're doing. That means that's the other side of the paycheck for us. When we see somebody else get emotional and get bought in, they understand why we put so much heart and soul into doing this. And now you're spreading the 30 people that you talk to.
We hope
that they talk to 30 people.
No.
You got to carry the guide on, right? We need help carrying the guide on.
That's exactly right. We can't carry the flag by ourselves.
Right.
And I definitely can't get to everybody in town or across the 5 or 6 or 10 counties around me. I can't do that. And he can't do it in Virginia alone. And when we run into partners like you guys are turning into, it takes, 10 pounds of that 800 pound gorilla we carry around with us every day off of our back. And it's actually a relief.
Yep.
And they were like, man, I'm glad there's somebody else taking up arms.
And it's just exciting to see other people get excited, right? Yeah. I mean, it's contagious, man. Yeah. Dude, listen, it's so true talk. I had a great time chatting with you the other day because it was like, man, this dude gets it. Yeah. I don't know why, but he gets it, and it's awesome, and we're just rolling. It's good. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to up here about CJ3.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And, it started – yeah. Probably with you, so true.
Yeah, honestly. No, you brought those things in, and it went from there.
Right.
And I think a week later, I had Junior on the podcast.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And it's it's just amazing. But you know, that is what to me, honestly. Once we ate lunch, talked, and I mean, it was like it opened up my eyes and. You know, that is what we are here for, to take some of that 800 pounds off of you guys.
Yeah.
And it's,
thank you.
And it's,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So it's just like you're toting the flag.
Yep.
And, your brother gets tired, you know what, let me take over.
100%.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you. I have not served. My brother So True has.
Yeah. Running with that guide on, you know, gets heavy. All right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I can't thank the people enough that have served this country to let us come up here and drink beer and do a radio show,
yep,
and have a kick-ass time and meet cool people.
Yep.
But we've lost that perspective. Just what you said. We've lost that. We need to remind people. Mm-hmm. We need to go back to that.
My brother, everybody has not lost that.
No, I agree. Yep. No, 100%.
They just might not think about it, but they need to hear about it,
yep,
and it will be regained, and mm-hmm, it will go on. And I can't thank you guys enough for what you do, for introducing us to some cool ass people out there. And it's just amazing.
Good Lord willing, there's going to be a lot more of people you'll get to be introduced to and get to enjoy. Cause I can promise you they're taking something away. You know, I try to steal something from everybody, right? There's a little piece of that person that goes with me.
Oh yeah.
You know, with intent that I'm going to use that guy as a inspiration or a tool to go out and keep spreading the word, keep getting people coming in, keep getting donations coming in, keep finding someone that we can help. Because inevitably we identify somebody at every one of these hunts, and he and I'll just, we have a look, we'll look at one another and go, and he goes, I know what you're thinking.
I mean, it's amazing. Yep. And it's, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, you gave me that banner and we put it up at the festival we had here.
Yep.
And dude and I were sitting here chatting.
I hope one day. The dude is listening.
I hope
dude.
He is.
Oh, dude.
But it's, we took that banner and put it up by the flag and the Pretoria sign up there.
Yep.
And then we were sitting in here and Carter was playing in the tap room. And I said, you know what? There's not enough light on that. So True and I went and got a light to light it up so people to make sure they could see that,
yep,
you know? And it's just,
well, you know, the part I like even better though. So we got banners in places and stuff, but you know the story that goes with it. Right. You're able to articulate why that's important to you, mm-hmm, and being able to follow up with a story means the world to us. The fact that, yep, you're willing to know enough about us and research it and look into us. And, that's the awesome part to me, because you actually look forward to people coming to you and approaching you and going, what's this all about?
Oh yeah.
And I've watched you light up doing that. It's pretty awesome.
Cool. And I'll tell them in a fucking minute, brother.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. And I mean, and it's,
get on the train, know, or get run, yeah, over by,
but you
it,
know,
right?
What? Yep. But so, and then what really gets me is, like you said before, and Eric said before, you know, you've been offered raises, but
how's that working out for you, son? Yes.
I can tell that you guys are genuine. The foundation is genuine, and it, you know, the seal of transparency. Yes.
And it's platinum, by the way. So it is the highest level of it's a massive honor for us, because it's the highest level they can go is because of platinum transparency. And for those who don't know, that just means that anytime somebody can go, hey, where did X amount of dollars go to? And we can break it down and show them to the penny where it went to and how that money was taken in and how it was spent.
It certainly wasn't to us.
And it certainly was not to us.
You know what? And I don't know if this is going to tote any weight, but Torrey Fields Radio, Torrey Fields Brewery, we give y'all a double platinum seal of transparency.
We'll take it, brother. We will absolutely take it.
That's got to mean something around here.
That's got to mean.
There's a lot of folks that know who you are.
Yeah, but it's cool, man.
You know, guys, I can't thank y'all enough for hanging out with us and bringing the hunters and stuff up here, the veterans and stuff, and it's amazing.
Well,
we thoroughly enjoyed it.
We talked earlier, and this relationship is a two way street. You're not ever going to watch us walk in with our hat in our hand and we're begging for a dollar from you. We are here to make sure that Pretoria Fields and all of their aspects of the business they do are success. We want to see you guys be successful, and if we can be part of that, it's another feather in our cap. It makes us feel proud. It helps charge our batteries to know that you guys are getting more product out in the marketplace. If we can help do that, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Well, even better, it shows the values you guys stand for. And yes, and to me, if I'm on the line between, hey, do I like this one or do I like the other one, I'm going, man, I know they stand behind our first responders and our, mm-hmm, our veterans, yep, and they believe in that. So not only they believe it, they put their step forward and brought them guys and partnered with them. So, dude, can't speak highly enough of you guys. And, and you know, this is my first weekend of meeting y'all. You know, we've had some interactions via messages and stuff like that. Junior's been doing a majority of this, but I'm thoroughly impressed with y'all. I appreciate the partnership, and I can't wait to see where this thing goes.
Oh, yeah. The sky's the limit, brother.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Amen.
So we're going to – we've been chewing chewing the fat.
Right? Oh, we could do this forever, sir.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, before we end this and put some music back on, but just give me a liner real quick or something. Say, hey, this is Eric from CJ3. You're listening to Pretoria Fields Radio.
Hey, this is Eric Thomas, the director and founder of CJ3. You're listening to Pretoria Fields Radio.
Man, you got a sexy radio voice.
I wanted so true to take a shirt off.
Yeah, no, shit.
But hey, you can do.
I might need that for my voicemail right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you can run a show.
You get a phone call.
So I mean, you can run a show from your house, brother.
Let's do this. No, hey, I'd rather participate in y'all's. It's more fun. Did you not hear? I have a job and a charity. I don't need another job.
We got two full-time jobs, bro. We don't need another one. We don't need another one.
Sorry, I had to take a sip of beer.
He had to swallow that man musk that just floated across the room. It's a little chunky.
It burns in my throat.
It burns my eyes.
Hey, so, hey, you make a fun. Let's see you do better there, associate director.
I'm Junior with CJ3 Foundation.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we don't discriminate.
No, we do not.
I mean, we do have people from the Navy show up.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Not the Chair Force too, but I'm sorry. My bad. No. But my name is Junior Coker. I'm the Associate Director of the CJ3 Foundation, and thank you for listening to Pretoria Fields Radio.
Amazing. Amazing.
You guys are naturals.
Yeah, I'm
totally. We just have fun, man. Hey, you know what?
We've done this a few times talking to people.
Going back to what he said, though, if you believe in what you're doing, this is easy. Like there's no, you guys hell didn't say, hey, prepare yourselves. Or no, we legitimately enjoy our partnership and enjoy each other's company. Yeah. This is an easy thing. I love to talk about the foundation. That's easy.
Yep. Well, anybody you talk to and about me, anything I get behind, I do not half-ass it.
There you go.
You know, the festivals we've put on, the radio station, the brewery, I don't bullshit.
Yep.
You know, if I believe in it, it's 110% every time. But honestly, guys, I can't thank y'all enough for coming up here and hanging out with us.
To Pretoria Fields' credit, you know, I think I've done just about sat down with just about all you guys at some point have brought me in and welcomed me in as family, man, and that's great. So y'all have built a family.
There you go.
That's exactly what we do with the foundation.
Very important to us.
We're building a family of people, and y'all, welcome to the family. It's messed up. Now, it's dysfunctional.
That's what you love, so true. Yes. You like that dysfunctional. Hey,
that's how I operate right there.
Bitch, I operate.
You know, guys, I can't thank y'all enough, and I appreciate y'all coming, hanging out with us. And I will get with Fluffy, and we'll get this up on the website. Okay. And it's and thank you, Fluffy, for doing what you do. We love you.
Thank you, Fluffy.
So, all right, any song requests?
Man, I'm feeling feisty.
You're feeling feisty? Do you want to hear some Metallica, sir?
Oh, you can always play Metallica. You can't go wrong with Metallica. I don't care whether I'm in the gym, whether I'm at home. It don't matter.
See, I thought he was going to go play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star for me. I'm feeling...
It was either going to be that or Josh turn around and kick your ass because I'm feeling feisty. Because I think Sotru keeps staring at me across the table. I think we're going at it tonight. And I don't mean that in a special way.
Watch out. All right. Okay, Eric. Which Metallica song would you like to hear?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to hear some Ride the Lightning?
Whatever. You can't go wrong,
man. Seeking Destroy. I mean, we can go old school, bro.
One. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
Because me and Sotru going to fight it out. Who's number one? go ahead. Please let it go, bro. Don't hold back now, sir.
while I got a moment, I just want to tell y'all that I truly appreciate y'all letting me sit in on this.
Brother.
And, listen, I've been part of an MC. and I've been raised by a Vietnam vet, so I understand where y'all coming from, and it's just an honor to be around y'all, and I hope I'll do anything I can do my part to help them out and help y'all out. I want to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Sounds like we got a ride coming up.
It's an honor.
That sounds like we got a ride, benefit ride coming up.
I'll come up here for a reason, and
that's it. If he can make it to the parade.
So if I bring the rat rod down, I could lead a ride somewhere in that rat rod.
Yes, sir.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
amazing.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, well, just so you know, Vietnam vets hold a very special place in our heart.
You ain't kidding.
Because they didn't get the ticker tape parade. They got called murderers and
they weren't welcome.
They were
home.
Disrespected and spit on and yes, so. To, if there's any Vietnam veterans that are listening to us, welcome home.
Yeah. I sit up many nights and watch him go through what he went through and destroy the house and the pain and stuff he went through. So,
yep. I don't like to use the word what's fair and what's unfair, but they were treated unfairly, undeserving of anything that happened to them.
I'm a small fish in a big pond, but I want to be.
Hey, we all are, buddy.
They'll let me. I'm going to be.
Hey, but I'll kick and scream. I'll get loud.
You know what?
And I'm with you.
And one thing, so I know what y'all were talking about with the Vietnam and the veterans back from that. The Alice in Chains song that Jerry wrote for his daddy.
Mm.
Amazing. Now, I'm going to put that in, but I'm going to get y'all's request. We'll put that in. But the rooster, listen to the lyrics.
Oh, no, I know that.
Listen to the lyrics. It is amazing. All right, Junior, give me something, brother. No sparkle butt.
Oh, I'm never going to give you any sparkle butt.
All right.
I like some Garth Brooks and Friends in Low Places. Because I got some.
I'm right here, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. My man.
Can you wait till I'm gone?
dang, that's not in here, Junior.
You shut your pie hole. You don't have Garth in here?
No, it's not.
What the ever-loving radio station is this?
That is a variety with a little bit of country and not Garth. More of a reason for you to do a show.
How about this? Thunder Rolls.
All right. Well, I typed in Garth.
Hey, so true. I got to ask you while we're on this thing. Did you see, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's like by Mikkel or Michael Buck. It's called Irish Road.
Yes.
Dude, I got blown up on Route Irish, and it's a song about Route Irish in Iraq.
Yep.
It is amazing song. You got to check that out, brother.
All right.
It's pretty amazing. Actually, I'll show it to you so you can write it down.
Yeah.
So, Junior, when I type in Garth, the only thing that comes up is Garth Algar from Wayne's World.
Jesus,
and
no.
It's a freak with the microphone.
No. Well, no. let's see here.
Put him on the spot.
Well, I keep going back to you. You said something about rehab earlier.
He said, okay. He said Wu-Tang Clan.
I probably need to go to rehab sometimes. But.
Yeah, I mean, rehab keeps popping in my head. Hey,
Oliver Anthony was here last night.
All right, I will. I got it. So you're sitting at a bar is cool. You like
sitting
that?
Come on, you can't go wrong with that song.
That's a good song.
Spivey, give me something, brother.
Man, I want us a little JJ Gray, a lot looser.
Got you.
This song, sit and listen to.
Ben, they're not gonna play the Little Pony theme song, so please don't ask for
that. My Little Pony's not on there. What the?
That was my deployment song. we rolled outside the wire today.
Hey, I wasn't in the Navy. Okay.
So, neither was I, jerk.
And that is spoken with love.
We're smiling. We're gonna share a beer after this and loving it. Yeah, whatever.
All right, so true. I do have some wiggles in here.
Wiggles.
I'm taking my headphones off and rolling.
Peace of love.
What's he got, so true?
Come on.
All right, 1985.
All right. Is that Bowling?
Yes.
All right, hang on.
Shit. I don't think that was the name of it, but go ahead. Get
it is 19.
All right. All right, so we got the picks in, and I'm going with Alice in Chains Rooster.
I knew you was.
You was in your feels. You was in your feels.
I knew you was going there.
Yeah. It's funny because my manager, you know, she always tell me she hates feelings, so I can't talk about
feelings. How do you feel about that, so true?
No. No feelings.
guys, Eric Jr., thank you so much, brothers. I appreciate it. Spivey, thank you for sitting in here.
Thank you, Spivey.
Man, we call this a good night, man. Hey, this is awesome.
This didn't work, man. This is fun.
There you go. Let's go get some beer.
Let's get some beer. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. All right.